Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Germany, a blast late Sunday in a bar near Nuremberg killed at least one person and wounded at least 12 others.
Wir waren bei dieser Veranstaltung mit einigen
Sanitätern. Witness Christian Hartdeck said he heard a muffled detonation and saw a number of people run outside the building. The bomber is tentatively identified as a 27-year-old Syrian refugee who may have intended to target a nearby music festival attended by hundreds. It was the fourth violent act in the country in the past week. Terrorism analyst Greg Barton of Australia's Deakin University says it appears none were the work of Islamic State.
There's the possibility we're dealing with a combination of some incidents that are driven by people with mental health issues and other incidents that may have some sort of political inspiration. It doesn't seem, however, that any of these incidents at this stage have links with Islamic State, which is very significant given that's the major threat at the moment.
Meanwhile, German investigators say a teenage gunman who killed 9 in Munich had received psychiatric treatment. Presidential election in the West African island nation of Sao Tome and Principe will go to a second round August 7th between incumbent President Manuel Pinto da Costa and former Parliament Speaker Evaristo Carvalho, who had a narrow win and the Supreme Court overturned the results, requiring a second round. Forces loyal to Libya's National Unity Government said Sunday they had seized a building in Sirte used by Islamic State to manufacture explosives. Libyan forces have been fighting for control of the IS-controlled stronghold since it launched an offensive in May. This is VOA News.